the Catholic Channel. Sirius XM 129 presents The Busted Halo Show with Father Dave Dwyer. We call it Busted Halo because we're not perfect, but God asked us to try anyway. Answering your questions of faith is Father Dave Dwyer of the Paulist Fathers. Cracking us all up is the ambassador to the people, pseudo-producer Brett Sedell. And our deputy communications director is Kia Matthews. So if you have serious spiritual questions, but don't mind laughing along the way, you've come to the right place. The Busted Halo Show.
This hour on The Busted Halo Show, Hollywood legends. John Wayne, Gary Cooper, Bob Hope. You might say, how could you possibly have them on the show? Well, we'll be talking about their faith journeys with our guest, Mary Claire Kendall. Her new book is Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Lana Turner, Alfred Hitchcock, and more. So, Mary Claire Kendall will join us. And since it is Faith and Culture Thursday, finding the connection between our pop culture and faith, as she's done a nice job on in her book, I will ask you for your faith and culture requests. So something from the pop culture, like a song, movie, TV show, that is not explicitly religious. It's not like a Catholic hymn or something like that, or one of those Christian movies. But something that you nonetheless find to be inspirational. You find elements of God or our faith there. We'll take your requests for those later in the hour. Oh, and also a homily from me. Oh, fresh from today. Freshly preached. And later in the show, since it is the feast of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. You may have just heard a couple of minutes ago, AmericanCatholic.org's take on it. Well, our take is a little different.
It's a little different. You're going to want to take both in and see what you learn from both.
So our fun, saintly soap opera, Saints of Our Lives, Bernard of Clairvaux edition, since it's his feast day today. I saw Joey today.
You did.
He's still got his spaciness to him.
Yeah, I bet. Can only imagine that's getting exacerbated by all the work in front of the computer.
Does a lot of work now. He used to be like scooping out lobster rolls, and now he's just producing all day.
It'd be great if he eventually wanted to go back to that. Oh, now this is easy. Scooping the lobster.
We did. He said he went and did like a shift at the lobster shack, and he goes, why did I go back and do this? Yeah. I hated this job.
It was a good idea because he remembered, okay, yeah, I got to get out of here immediately. Just 8 hours to prove that right. This is something I need to strive against.
This is someone who hasn't been on the show since May. Oh, we're still talking about him. Because we still see him. Like, when the other guys have left, then they go on to other jobs.
They're gone.
Joey's still here in the buildings working on a different channel.
Right. He's still on our Facebook picture.
Oh, that's true.
I mean.
Oh, I was going to do, we could do a picture today. Because Kia has lipstick today. She always gets mad if she doesn't have lipstick.
We got two things.
What's that?
We got to take the poll for her hair. What hair is she going to have for the picture?
Which hair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. And if we get a new team member or not.
Okay, I see. Gotcha.
Two big things.
We have to do a poll for that?
Very significant two things. The hair being first. Poll would be great.
Yeah. It's August 20th.
Coming up.
Well, what,
team member.
What do Bob Hope, Alfred Hitchcock, and John Wayne all have in common? Well, sure, they're Hollywood stars, but they also had major conversions to the Catholic faith. Our guest tonight is Mary Claire Kendall. She's an author, screenwriter, and journalist who has regularly contributed to Forbes and Breitbart. She's been published in the Chicago Tribune, the Washington Times, and many more. She's with us now here in studio to discuss her fascinating new book on Faith and Culture Thursday, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Welcome to the Busted Halo Show, Mary Claire Kendall.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. You seem like a generation completely removed from all these people that you've researched.
Yeah. Well, I look younger than I am.
Well, but still, I mean, you're certainly not Alfred Hitchcock's age.
No. Yeah, well, actually, these stars were in part of the golden age of film. And I think anybody, you know, can who appreciates film appreciates that that is like the apotheosis of film.
Sure. And I would imagine that many people, maybe even give you this feedback, would be surprised to hear of the spiritual lives, the faith lives, or even these conversion stories of people that maybe that would not have occurred to them, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Lana Turner. Actually, I was trying to replace her with Alfred Hitchcock with Lana, because he was actually a cradle Catholic, but the publisher insisted on keeping Alfred Hitchcock, so then they both stayed in, and I took out Spencer Tracy because he's too complex to fit in the amount of words that I had available. Yeah,
wow.
He'll be in the next book.
Oh, there's another book.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Oh,
it's
of course.
So it'll still be the golden age. We were thinking people like Oasis for some reason.
Right. Yeah, you'd move forward in time.
Oh, I will. I will. Stories. Actually, I'm going to start moving forward.
Well, let's stay with this one for now.
Okay.
Because we don't have the next book yet. So what were for you, I suppose as you begin to research something like that, I would imagine some of them surprise you, right?
Oh.
What were some of the big surprises?
Well yeah. I mean, not to be redundant here, but Lana Turner. I couldn't believe that Lana Turner, she was a convert to Catholicism as a child. I mean,
wow.
She was very much her own person, and her father was none too pleased with that. She was nine, just like Mother Dolores Hart, although they took different paths.
Right.
Lana Turner had eight husbands, and then she finally realized she was looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, so what was that? Tell us a little bit about her story towards the end there.
Oh, yeah. Basically, it kept getting worse and worse. Her choice of men was just atrocious. Many of these stars are. They're gorgeous, but I don't know what their issue is. But anyway, so she was drinking, and she had been involved with this, this mafioso that had been basically stalking her.
Wow.
And one of the husbands robbed her. And so she really realized something had to give.
Right.
And she got in touch with some health guru, but then she made a pact with God. I'll do this, but I'm going to entrust myself to you. And then she got ill, and basically she really just was talking to God, my power partner, you can do this, but towards the end of her life, but if you have my role on earth is done, then so be it. And one of her husbands, actually, who was the father of their child, was actually a Catholic convert. She makes the comment that I was never as good a Catholic as he was. I mean, he converted to Catholicism later in life.
Right.
So I don't know that her I don't know how fervent her Catholicism was, but her faith in God was absolutely, without question.
Now you mentioned Alfred Hitchcock a few minutes ago. We're talking about the book Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. He was a cradle Catholic, but what's his story that brings it in to his faith?
Well, actually, what happened is he sort of became God himself. I mean, he was God. I mean, in the film realm. But when he confronted his mortality, well, I'm skipping over all the other details. I mean, his wife converted to Catholicism, but she didn't stay, and so I think that influenced him. And then, but towards the end of when he got sick, he reached out. He was very dealing with this was so difficult, talking to Ingrid Bergman, and he said, I'm going to die, Ingrid. And she said, well, yes, we all die.
Yeah.
And then he reached out to the Tom Sullivan, who is known as the priest of the stars, who had met during the Paradine case. And brother of Dan Henninger, Father Mark Henninger, would go along with with Father Sullivan. And he wrote about that in the Wall Street Journal. I interviewed him as well.
Oh, wow.
And it was just so poignant. You know, he'd received communion with tears streaming
Hitchcock?
Down his cheeks. Yes.
Wow. Now tell me about this priest to the stars. Is that a job one can apply for, or how does that work?
Tom
exactly?
Sullivan. Tom Sullivan. I wish I could have interviewed Tom Sullivan. Some people say I channel dead people, but Tom Sullivan. He just was, the social priest, and just got to know them all and was concerned about their souls. He was a Jesuit priest there at Marymount Loyola. It had different names, but
right.
That
Loyal and Marymount, they call
those,
it now.
Those two words put together, yeah, exactly. Yep. So so he was just I guess he was probably very urbane, very, just a fun person to be with. But he would, befriend all the stars, and they would come to him, when, things were not, they needed some spiritual help. They needed some help with the man upstairs.
All right, so let me write that down. Just befriend stars.
You've done that over these years.
They'll probably come to you.
The urbane.
Need some spiritual house.
Mary, you have to be out there on the set. You have to be a priest advisor. There. He was a consultant.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'd have to say that too.
I'd say, no, you're using the wrong hand there to bless that person. So Mary Claire Kendall is our guest on the Busted Halo Show. Her new book is Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. What got you interested in this golden age and these folks?
Well, I was doing screenwriting spec. I can't tell you any films that have been made because of mine, because they haven't.
Okay. That's what spec means.
But so anyway, I was very interested in Hollywood. And I actually, a friend of mine who had Lou Gehrig, so she died and on the third anniversary of her death, I was watching Betty Hutton being interviewed by Robert Osborne on Turner Classic Movies. And I was riveted. I mean, her life, her story is just, will knock your socks off.
Okay.
So, I mean, she was following in her friend Betty Hutton's, Judy Garland's footsteps. But anyway, so I contacted Betty Hutton, but she was not long for this world, but wrote an article. Our Sunday Visitor published it and then did a, pitched it to Newport Life Magazine. They published it 2 years later. So, but I, in the process, I met A.C. Lyles, who was a legend in Hollywood at Paramount. He was Ronald Reagan's best friend. He had gone out there in 36. He started in the studio in Jacksonville, and when he was 10 in 1928, the only thing he said in life that he didn't do right, he should have started when he was 9. He was just so anyway, he introduced me to all to many of the relatives, Marie Cooper Janis. He said, your next story, because I was interviewing him about Betty Hutton, whom he knew so well, and he said, your next story should be about John Tracy's son, Spencer Tracy's son John, who had just died, actually the first day I interviewed him.
Wow. And so for those that are not Hollywood legends that might be interested in this book, do you find that there are some themes of these conversions that kind of the everyman can relate to?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be a Hollywood legend to convert.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, all of them, I guess St. Bernard's feast day today.
It is St. Bernard.
What did he say? What is it in the light of eternity? I think all these stars, eventually they realize, I mean, what is all this glitter in the light of eternity? I mean, it's great, but if you've lost, you know, what's most fundamental to life, I think. I think we can relate because their lives were so large, but still, you know, that doesn't fill you up.
Right.
The only thing that fills you up is God.
Would you say
entirely?
Some of their stories of conversion would sound different than the things that we hear about today when people come to faith? It seems like it's a whole different age, a different era, you know?
Oh, it was a different era. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of Catholics in Hollywood. They were making a lot of actually explicitly Catholic films, Going My Way, Bones of St. Mary, because that's when Catholic families had a lot of kids. And
right,
so there was
sure.
a lot of audience. But, and also, you know, the World War II era. So it was different. But I think Hollywood, I think I'm sensing that there's a lot of support there now as well. But it was, you know, I mean, Loretta Young, Rosalind Russell, just so many of the stars, they all went to church at the Church of Good Shepherd there in Beverly Hills. And they also built the Church of the Sacred, it was a Blessed Sacrament on Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were a big community. So I probably haven't answered your question. What did you want to know?
Well, no, just that the fact that these days when we hear about a young star or whoever is coming to some sort of religious conversion, it seems like it was more institutional, or there was a lot more of a Catholic connection back then.
Yeah, there was more of a Catholic network, more of a, so there were more support systems. I think like Ann Southern was really good friends with like the Coopers.
Gary Cooper?
Gary Cooper.
That Cooper? Okay.
The Cooper, Rocky and Gary and Maria. And so that, you know, they would take, you know, there was more of a, back then, Hollywood was a smaller community. It was more of a community anyway.
Right. Oh,
I mean, I know this from this gentleman whose family, you know, Ewing Miles Lucky Brown, whose family was foundational to Hollywood, and they built the studio that became Paramount. So he keeps telling me it was just much more of a family atmosphere, more of a community. So I think overlaying the Catholic community was Hollywood itself.
Right.
Hollywood itself has become so, you know, it's just so cutthroat.
Right. And any number of other things. Mary Claire Kendall is our guest on the Busted Halo Show. Her new book is Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Would you say that part of your interest in this topic was somehow paralleling your own faith or a deepening thereof?
You've got
a daily mass. You're a Catholic. You're
I do. I do try and go to daily mass. I went to St. Patrick's today.
Do you like the new marble?
Oh,
nicely,
that's
clean.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, it was exciting to see.
Yeah.
You know these stories. I mean, Mary Astor. Oh my goodness. You know, I had never. I mean, when she made Maltese Falcon, she had just converted to Catholicism. I had no idea.
Wow. Oh, tell us about that. Tell us her story.
Mary Astor. Well, she found faith with her second husband, who was younger, and he was kind of, he wasn't really at her level. This is another example of somebody, you know, gorgeous, and she, but her first husband was Howard Hawks's brother, Ken. He died in an accident, filming, went down in a plane. It was really tragic.
Wow.
Yeah, and she had a difficult upbringing because her parents, she was basically their cash cow, and she was like a prisoner in her own house. So I think, you know, she was probably always looking for, you know, an outlet, looking for somebody to lean on. So he was younger. He drank a lot, but he did introduce her to the faith. I mean, she started asking questions because their first child, Tono, was to be baptized Catholic without question. She became an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of drifted from her faith. Actually, after she became a Catholic, she was, you know, so successful, and then, you know, it's very easy to lose that. So, but her alcoholism was really a challenge, and so through finding an answer to that, and she prayed so deeply, and she found out, she understood, came to understand herself. She was introduced to this priest, whose name I know, Father Peter Sicklick. Who was a psychiatrist, and he really helped her understand what was going on with her, that she had to forgive her parents, and that she was always trying to escape.
This is Mary Astor.
That she was always trying to escape into alcohol because she had been a virtual prisoner. But beautiful, 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 deep faith. St. Teresa of Lisieux was one of the saints that really helped her. I mean, she was reading her book. It was so saccharine. But she read this phrase, like, Jesus Christ is Lord. I mean, she didn't want to read it because, you know, St. Teresa is a little kid. But she kept reading it, and got this inspiration. If Jesus Christ is Lord, I mean, he was on the earth. This is like really profound.
Yeah.
And it changed her life. That's what went in her conversion process.
So I guess what I mean is, do you find that inspirational for your daily faith to hear about these stories?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because I really do. These stars, everyone that I write about, it's just so, I just love getting into any lives. I mean, it doesn't have to be a big star. I'm writing a book now about a gentleman who's, you know, a business exec. I love I'm a creative person. They're creative people, so I really resonate more with them. And absolutely, Gary Cooper's story was so poignant towards the end of his life. He saw that it was God's will. I mean, he was visiting A.C. Lyle's office that day. All the pictures of the stars, most gorgeous. Absolutely. You can see why he was just a female magnet. And he didn't have
Gary Cooper.
And didn't have really the you know, because, I mean, if it's hard to overcome that temptation, you know, if you don't understand why you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, you know, Christ, putting Christ on the cross. So, when he was dying, he was realizing in such pain, such excruciating pain, realized that this was God's will.
Hmm.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, that is. And more stories like that in Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Mary Claire Kendall working on like another generation book.
Yeah, well, it's going to
give us a sneak peek. Like, who's going to be in there?
It'll be Spencer Tracy. I've already written that chapter. It's 10,000 words. Alec Guinness, Mother Dolores Hart. I want to come into the present generation. Father C. John McCloskey, who's a friend, is urging me to do the current ones. I don't know how possible it is going to get people to talk on the record.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Sounds like you could, though.
Oh.
You're good. You're good with these.
Okay, maybe. Because there are a lot of them.
So now a friend of mine that was just visiting me spent the summer near the Abbey, on the grounds of the Abbey where Mother Dolores Hart, because they do like a summer stock theater program.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he's an actor. So he lived with some of the lay brothers and whatnot. And I said, did you get to see Mother Dolores? She said, yeah, a couple times. Yeah, Mother Dolores. She wrote the foreword for your book.
Oh, she did. She did. Yeah, she's become a good friend. Maria Cooper Janis suggested I do her story. And that's how I got to know her. And she also, like, I had this, my website, it has my screenplay, and she's like, well, you know, maybe she could read and help you, and she read it, and she said, you got something there. So, but after my mother died last summer, she became very supportive.
Mary Claire Kendall, thanks a lot for joining us here on the Busted Halo Show.
Thank you.
You have a fun life.
Oh, it is fun. Thank you.
We'll see you again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.